This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruchy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:04 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:04 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewy knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt.
who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at the Habitat of the Cat, and you'll be able to tell in just a few minutes when once again that Jackson Center pep band strikes up. Jackson Center hosts Rushi in an important Shelby County Athletic League boys clash here tonight. Jackson Center Tigers 10-6 overall, 6-4 in the Shelby County League. Rushi 11-5 overall, 6-3 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center edged Rushi back on December 17th by a final score of 48-47. Food for thought, defending state champ Botkins, which has won 30 of its last 31 and is 9-0 in the league, has assured itself of at least a share of the SCAL crown. You might think the dominance of the Trojans could take some luster off this big battle here tonight, but nonsense, forget all of that. At stake, Chuck, second, third, fourth in the Shelby County League, second, third, fourth seeds at the Pickwood D4 sectional. It starts here tonight. We'll have some answers in about 90 minutes.
Well, there's a big pride thing that goes on, too. I mean, these guys know each other. They play all the time. This is such a great environment. Both of these teams are outstanding, and this should be a fun game.
Botkins leads Rushi by 3. Botkins is 9-0. Rushi is 6-3. If Rushi were to win out and beat Botkins the last weekend of the season, and if Botkins were to drop 3 in a row, that's far-fetched. 2 of the 3 are against Houston and Fairlawn. But if that scenario would play out, Rushi and Botkins would share the league championship at 9-3. Much more likely is that Fort Loramie, Rushi, Jackson Center are in a mad scramble for second, third, and fourth in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie, 6-4, with games remaining against Fairlawn and Houston, is in good shape to close out at 8-4. Rushi's got Jackson Center here on the road tonight, a game at Botkins, a home game with Anna. Rushi's schedule a bit sticky. At Jackson Center, by the way, has got a contest with Anna on the road at the Rockets Gym. First time around, as we noted, Jackson Center victorious at the Raiders Gym by a point. About the only thing predictable about this year, Chuck, the Botkins Trojans, the Fort Loramie Redskins, and a whole bunch of unpredictability. Jackson Center beats Rushi. Rushi beats Fort Loramie twice. Fort Loramie beats Jackson Center twice. Go figure all of that out for me.
Well, the way you figure that out is it's called matchups. And some teams just match up better against teams than others. And that's what you see. And we see it every year in the Shelby County League. You see somebody, if Botkins heads above everybody else in the league, and then those next three spots, these are you don't take the Rockets out of there either, because you forget about Anna, they will beat you. So you got another team there that can handle you. It's a good league this year. I don't think it's quite as strong as it was last year, but there's nothing better than Shelby County League basketball.
Keep in mind, these three teams I just mentioned, Fort Loramie, Rushi, Jackson Center, all play Midwest Athletic Conference foes tomorrow. Sunday, the voting opens for the Pickwood D4 sectional. So results tonight, results tomorrow night, very, very important for sure. Last Saturday night, Jackson Center went to Marion Local, won by 19 points.
I know, that's right.
Handled the Flyers easily.
which is Botkin's only loss.
Exactly.
Marion. And Jackson Center placed four in double figures in that game. It was head coach Scott Elkert's club's best game of the year by far in that ball game against Marion Local. Regula and Mullenauer both were in the teens. Camden Reese had his best game of the season as well. Also in doubles was Nolan Fark. Camden Reese was the leading scorer for Jackson Center at Rushi the first time around. Braylon Cordonier coming on like gangbusters for Rushi, the ninth grader, in his last five games, averaging 13 or 14 points per contest. It'll be interesting to see who guards Braylon. Does he come off the bench? Does he start? Camden Reese is being more of a factor, a bigger contributor offensively, defensively for Jackson Center, and that's key. Neither one of these teams have much height.
No, there's not huge size here. And you look at an anomaly. Jackson Center goes to Fort Loramie and scores 22 points.
Right.
And then they go and run Marion Local out of the gym. You can't figure it. That's why tonight I would not put any of my hard-earned cash on who's going to win this game. I can't even handicap it. I say it's dead even.
Well, I predicted overtime. Several people have asked me all week long, who do you like on Friday night? I tell you what, I've got a bold prediction for you. Each team will bring their A game,
yeah,
and the final result will be an OT game, overtime.
Well, that would be fun. And you take a look in the freshman game tonight. I want to mention this. Mick Leffel's team, one loss on the season. That was to Jackson early in the season by a point. They won 31-18 tonight to avenge their only loss. And then the JV game, Rushi won that 52-31. So they got their 2-0 tonight. It's up to the varsity to try to get a win for the Tigers.
These two varsity teams have had similar seasons. Jackson Center began 6-3. Tigers were 6-up, 3-down at one time, then lost 3 of 4, have won 3 in a row over Houston, Marion Local, and Fairlawn. Rushi opened up the campaign with a mark of 7-2 at one point, then lost 3 of 4, has won 3 in a row, beating Fairlawn, Arcanum, and Newton. These two teams played Botkins extremely tight. Rushi led by 3 in the second quarter. Jackson Center led by 9 over Botkins in the second quarter. Neither could finish the deal. You can bet a lot of threes will be thrown up there tonight. And this will be a pretty fast-paced game. If there is a chance for a transition basket, these two teams have got the giddy-up to go get it.
Well, and you have to, because both teams play really good half-court defense. So the best way to beat a good defense is to beat them down the floor. But that's always sometimes easier said than done.
Right. We'll have a one-minute radio station break upcoming here in just a moment. A one-minute radio station break. Jackson Center entertaining Rushi for the second time this year in the Shelby County Athletic League, which, by the way, finds Botkins atop the standings, 9-0, 16-1 overall. Rushi 6-3 in the league. Fort Loramie, Jackson Center 6-4, Anna 4-5, Fairlawn 1-8, Houston 1-9. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GaffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten started without the support, the assistance from LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Thank you so much to all the staff and associates at LaCal.
And a special thanks to Mary Lee Smock and Roger Dietrich. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, SECUR Com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And wouldn't you have it? A complete running down. Our anchor underwriting sponsors in the pet band subsides.
I just gave good background music to all the sponsors.
Thanks once again to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We hope you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107 for Wygant. As I promised, a one-minute radio station break is next. Jackson Center, Rushi. Great crowd. Pep Band is lively. Should be a dynamite game on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Here is a little teaser regarding our schedule tomorrow. There should be an outstanding girls contest at 1:30, airtime 1 o'clock. Fort Loramie girls entertain Marion local. Should be a very fine game. Then tomorrow night, we've got the number one Division III ranked, easy for me to say.
The Division III state number one.
There you go, Versailles Tigers.
Yeah, they're really good.
On the road at Rushi. Tip-off 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock. Number one state-ranked Division III Versailles against the Rushi Raiders. You talk about a backyard rivalry.
Yeah.
You walk out the door of your home in Rushi, and you are just a few more steps from Versailles in Dark County.
Yeah, you can wave to each other from your back porch.
Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Cell Phone Shop. It is located in North Dayton, Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, which is South Needmore. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off from the Cell Phone Shop.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman in North Dayton. We fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, there are key building components for both teams in this game here tonight, that's for sure. And I think one of the important things is three-point shooting, clearly a building component for both clubs. As Shappy, Quinter, Monin, Cordonier can all launch with good accuracy from behind the arc for Rushi, for Jackson Center, Fark, Regula, Mullenauer, Hartle could all knock them down for three-point land as well. The key building components for these two teams tonight, remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups, opening tip are upcoming. Big game tonight between Rushi and Jackson Center. Again, Rushi 6-3 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center at 6-4. Rushi with the toughest league schedule remaining of the three.
Gentlemen,
we are back in a moment. We've got the game beginning next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
And we welcome you right back here to the Habitat of the Cat at Jackson Center. Rushi Raiders being introduced to our left. Opening five for the visiting club. includes Zane Chappie at guard. He is a 5'9 junior, averaging 9 points a game. He is joined out there by Hayden Quinter, 6'2 sophomore, 10 points a game. Braylon Cordonier, the freshman, gets a starting nod, 6'1 forward, up to 9 points a game now. Also in the opening five is number 35, whose number I don't have. I think that's Xavier Flippo, who is a 6 foot junior forward. And I missed the fifth starter.
I don't have.
For the Jackson Center Tigers, the opening five is as follows. Nolan Fark, who's at 9 points a game. He's a junior, 6'2 wing player. Carson Regula, 6'1 senior, 12 points a game at a guard. Also in the opening five is Jace Molenauer, 5'10 junior guard, also at a dozen a game. Lucas Hartle begins the contest, 5'10 sophomore, 5 points a game. And Camden Reese in the middle. He is 6'3, a junior, averaging 7 points per game. Let's double check that Rushi starting five.
Braden Bonin is wearing 14 tonight, and Flippo's wearing 35. I guess that's their away jerseys, and they wear something different at home.
So 35 for Flippo.
Flippo's 35. Braden Bonin is 14.
There you go.
And we'll just see what any other surprises we have when they start the game.
Threw me a curve, that's for sure. Yeah. One thing we do know, Rushi's in the bright yellow mustard uniforms.
You can see them.
Oh, yeah. blue numerals, blue stripes down the sides. Jackson Center, the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Tigers. Ball walked up over the timeline by Kellen Reichert, who gets the start in place of Lucas Hartle. It's Reichert, 5'11 junior, 2.5 points a game in the opening unit for Jackson Center. These two teams over the course of the season have developed pretty nice benches, and they can go eight deep and get contributions. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane by Carson Regula, hemmed in, feeds to Molenauer, foul line jumper, swish! Jace Molenauer gets Jackson Center rolling early with a 16-footer.
Good patience that time by the Tigers, ran their offense well.
Here is Hayden Quinter on the arc for Rushi. Hand off to Braylon Cordonier. First name spelled B-R-A-Y-L-O-N, Braylon Cordonier. Ninth grader, 6'1", very good shooter. Has really progressed nicely. Here's a long three, left corner. Speaking of Braylon Cordonier, he pops it in.
I like it when they do something right on cue.
I didn't hex him. He poured in a bomb. Beauty, high archer, right down through the cords. It is 3-2 in favor of Rushi. Forecourt left, it is Nolan Fark down in the corner. On top to Kellen Reichert for Jackson Center. They look inside for Camden Reese, can't find him. Here's Carson Regula 30 feet away. Regula defended by Braylon Cordonier. Ball thrown on the arc, left perimeter, Nolan Fark, Jackson Center not penetrating the three-point line. Rushi a tight shifting man-to-man. Here's Camden Reese. He wants to go to work on Flippo. Then he throws it away in the corner.
Tipped.
Was it touched on the play by Rushi?
Yes.
Apparently so, a fingertip.
I'll tell you what, one of the things impressive about Rushi of the games I've seen is how quick their hands are defensively.
Both teams are extremely well coached. Scott Elkert, Jackson Center, Dave Borchers, Rushi. Each team plays very, very hard. And both clubs here in recent weeks have had good scoring outputs, fine offensive play, terrific three-point shooting. They've been running the floor nicely. Right now, both teams playing nitty-gritty defense. 3-2 in favor of Rushi. In the post is Camden Reese. Spins, misses with the left hand. Oh, what a follow shot. Wow. What a goal by Carson Regula. Boy, he fashioned some spring in the legs right there. Came out of nowhere and stuck it back in. 4-3, Jackson Center. Here's Flippo. Gives it up 30 feet away to Zane Chappie. High right to Braden Monin. Monin's been a 40% three-point shooter all year long. He sets up shop, head of the key, thinks about letting one go, doesn't. Hits a teammate, backdoor cut for Quinter. It is broken up at Jackson Center and stolen. Here's Nolan Fark. Outlet up the floor to Regula. Near side it goes to Fark. He bombs from distance. Count it. 7-3, Jackson Center. Here is Rushi, forecourt right. Ball thrown deep left corner. Now high left, it's Flippo. Straight away to Shappy. Thought about firing, didn't. Goes into the post to Flippo. Flippo works on the defender, Regula. Puts up a little six-footer, soft shot in. Nicely done.
He did a good job. I'll tell you, it was real close to a three-second call.
Good goal by Flippo. 7-5, Jackson Center up to 4:39 left first quarter. Here is Fark, 25 feet away on the left. These two teams played a nail-biter first time around. Rushi had the halftime lead, but three. Jackson Center won it, but one. 48-47 at the Rushi gym. Here's Camden Reese straight away. Dribbles against Flippo. Can't put it on the deck and take it to the rim. Leaves it for Regula. Mullenauer goes back door. He's not available. Regula still dribbles with the left hand. Good matchup there. Braylon Cordagna on Regula, 25 feet away. Regula picks up his dribble. Coming out to catch is Reese. 4 minutes gone, first quarter. 7-5, Jackson Center. Tigers very patient. They clear out for Reese against Flippo, baseline right. Tries to weave a pass back into the lane to the trailer. Mullenauer broken up and swiped on the play by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Zane Shappy, head of the key. Braylon Cordagna deep in the right corner. Flippo straight away launches from downtown off to the right. Mullenauer snatches the board for Jackson Center. 7-5 Tigers, 3.5 to go first quarter. Bounce pass left flank, Kellen Reichert. Goes baseline, Camden Reese back to the basket. On top, it's fed to Nolan Fark. Picked up by Shappy. Straight away, Fark, shot fake. Spins, can't go to the goal on Quinter. Throws it out to the three-point shooter, Regula. It is no good. Off the back brace. Long rebound pulled down by Rushi. Forecourt left corner. Braylon Cordagna lights it up from distance. He's got two.
He likes that corner. He set up right there and just bombed it.
That's the hot corner for Braylon. And it's 8-7. The Raiders inch on top but one. Dribble drive down the lane for Jackson Center. It's Kellen Reichert, fed Camden Reese. But Rushi was in the path of the pass and yanked it away. Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordagna. We highlighted him in the pregame. He's been coming on like gangbusters here in the month of January. 11-7 Rushi. Camden Reese in the post. Bounce pass right corner. Triple try. Regula off the frame. No good. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo. Nolan Fark from downtown. Rushi forecourt left. 2 minutes left here in the opening period. 11-10 Raiders. In the post area, Flippo wants to go to work on Regula, can't do it. Back to the basket, gives it up on the arc. Here's a long jump shot to Braden Monin, 28-footer. It hit the ring, ricocheted into the corner, over-the-shoulder foul, Cordagna of the Raiders.
That was a good look. I mean, I think you kind of move the ball around and you keep trying to find Cordagna until he misses something.
I think our Francis Schulte, key building components for both teams being three-pointers, was right on target.
Yeah, absolutely.
11-10, Rushi up a point. Minute 48, minute 47, clock running, late first quarter. Fark 30 feet away for Jackson Center. Picked up out there by Ross Fissinger, who's checked in off the bench. 5'10 junior guard. Here's Mullenauer. Awkward fadeaway in the lane. Twisting, turning. No, off to the right. Rebound Rushi. Open jump shooter, deep left corner. It is strong. Off the back iron. Long board. Raiders have got it. Fissinger thought about trying a second one. Didn't. Fed the cutter down the lane. Braylon Cordagna to the rack. It hangs in the front rim and comes off. Rebounded by the Tigers. A minute 13 to go. First quarter. 11-10, Rushi. Mullenauer's got it 25 feet away. Gets a screen from Fark. Near side pass. Goes to Bryson Roberts, 5'11 junior, in off the bench now for the Tigers. Camden Reese has it 30 feet away. Guarded by Ben Bowman, 6'3 junior forward for Rushi, who's also checked in. 48 seconds to go, first period. On top, it's Reese. Reese not eyeing the basket, surveys the defense, retreats to the Tiger logo at midcourt. 38, 37 seconds to go here in the first period. 11-10, Rushi. Jackson Center will now play for a single shot. Rushi not guarding. Bowman's backed off Reese by a good 15 feet. Clock winding down to 20. Let's see who gets the last shot for the Tigers. Will it be regular? Will it be Mullenauer? 12, 11, 10. Reese on the bounce. He motions. He starts the attack. Reese at the foul line. Bounce past Mullenauer. Mid-range jumper from 12. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound Rushi. 2 seconds remaining. Raiders get off a long 35-footer short. And the first quarter finishes. Jackson Center was spoiled. Getting a good shot there late in the first quarter. Fine Rushi defense. 11-10 Raiders after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Rushi starts the second quarter with possession, but a turnover, and Jackson Center gets it down 1-11-10.
That was a good first quarter. I mean, 11-10, not great high-scoring game, but both teams play such good defense, and the shooting was really pretty good.
And both clubs are valuing the basketball, prizing the possessions, each one so critically important. This will be a tight game. You can count on it.
Two turnovers apiece in the first quarter. That's not bad at all with the defense being played.
Wow. Carson Regula's got the ball high right. Cross-court pass to Fark. Shot fake. Starts into the lane against defender Hayden Quinter. Feeds Camden Reese deep left corner. He's not going to shoot it from that distance over Bowman. Camden Reese dribble drive through the paint area. Bounce pass to Regula. Far right side in front of the Tigers cheering section. Braylon Cordonier guarding Regula, lost his footing. Regula went down to one knee, passed it off to a teammate. 1 minute gone, second quarter. 11-10. Jackson Center behind by one to Rushi. Camden Reese against Bowman. Now Fark setting, shooting, long one. 30-footer is good. 3-point shooting deluxe.
He's got three threes now.
And so does Braylon Cordonier. 13-11. Jackson Center up two. If my numbers are correct, that is a streak of 6 straight points now by Jackson Center, which was down 11-7. Here's a nice entry from the right wing by Rushi to Bowman in the post. Haven't seen much post action in this game so far. Did right then. Bowman was chopped on the arm in the act of shooting.
Cameron Reese that got him.
Free throw by Bowman is in. Couple of pretty good foul shooting teams, each one over 70 percentile. 6:28 to go, second quarter, 13-12. Jackson Center up one. Bowman shooting at the stripe for Rushi for the tie. A lot of rim. It's bouncing forever, and it goes in. We are tied up at 13. Ben Bowman, 6'3 forward, notches a couple foul shots. Jackson Center brings it down the floor. It is Camden Reese. Straight away against Flippo on the weave to Fark. Nolan Fark has been hot. Braylon Cordonier has been hot. Those two young men torching the net so far from three-point territory for these two clubs. 6:10 to go, second quarter. Farks got it 30 feet away. They shade a double team his way. They go to Regula underneath. In the corner to Mullenauer, and he fires one in from behind the arc. Chase Mullenauer.
Essert.
Wow, what a shot by the Tigers. Woo! And was that 13, not 12?
Yeah. That was Xavier Essert with the shot.
13 made the three, not 12. My mistake. Boy, they look a lot alike.
Yeah, they do.
Rushi, forecourt left, dribble drive toward the rim, foul against Jackson center. Braden Monin walloped on the elbow. Two free throws for him. High Archer, short, no good.
Three.
16 to 13 in favor of Jackson center on the Esser three. Xavier Esser, 6'1 senior. Big three-pointer. Fouled in the act of shooting three on that last play was Braden Monin, who connects on the second of three free throws after coming up a little shy on the first one. Next one, Monin, good. Two out of three for him. Cuts the three-point Jackson Center lead to one. 16 to 15, 5:52 left to go here in the second quarter.
Jackson's got two threes in the second quarter, and Rushi has made four free throws.
These two teams starting to get good play off the bench. Each head coach, Scott Elkert, Jackson Center, Dave Borchers, Rushi, blending in the 6th, 7th, and 8th players, and they are contributing. Here's a baseline drive by Esser, right around two Rushi players to the rack. Good! Five off the bench for Esser of Jackson Center, which leads it 18 to 15. Here's Rushi trying to throw it into the lane. Sloppy pass. Jackson Center jerks it away. Steal by Reese. 5:12 left to go, second quarter. Nolan Fark, 30 feet out. Kellen Reichert, who'd been a substitute much of the season so far for Jackson Center, got the start tonight. Xavier Esser, what a lift for the Tigers here in the second quarter. Three-point lead, Jackson Center. Mullenauer sprints toward the corner, being hounded by a Rushi player. Foul called against Hayden Quinter. Might have been on Zane Chappie.
They called it on Monin. I'm not sure. I thought it was on Chappie.
3 minutes gone, second quarter. Jackson Center nurses a three-point lead. Tell you what, Chuck, a 7 or 8 point lead in this game will be huge.
Yeah, this is going to get out of the wire.
Nolan Fark leaps into the air from the foul line. Jump shot blocked. What a heck of a play by Quinter. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Is it a tie-up? No, it's a foul over the back when Rushi.
Yeah, Flippo kind of slid for the ball, but he took his feet out from under the Jackson Center player.
What a fantastic block by Hayden Quinter. 15 feet from the rim on the Jackson Center jumper. Ball thrown inbounds by the Tigers. Deep right corner. It's Mullenauer. Mullenauer being pressured. 30 feet out by Quinter. Hand off to Reese. Tigers logo. Let's see if that muff by Reese is counted as a dribble.
Nope.
I think that was good judgment by the referee. No double dribble called. Ball thrown to the post. Here's Regula down very deep. He spins and scores, and he's fouled. Wow, good entry from on top.
It was a great entry. Carson did a good job of screening to get the basketball. And, boy, that was a strong shot.
And well-designed play. Carson Regula with such spring in those legs and those broad shoulders. He can post up on you now.
Well, I remember watching him play as a sophomore JV, and I was saying he's going to be a heck of a player for Scott Elkert.
If he can go down below the foul line and mix it up with the big boys, his free throw, though, is short. Could not convert the three-point play. But the Tigers have a 5-point lead, 20 to 15. And Rushi sloppier again.
Yep.
Coming down the floor, pitching it out of bounds. Baseline left. Ball hit the wall to the left of the Tigers logo. And Jackson Center now with a possession to go up 7 or 8. 4:10 to go, second quarter. Interestingly, Camden Reese, the last several trips down the floor, Chuck, has been igniting the offense from the head of the key.
Yeah, he's playing the point guard right now.
Uh-huh. Tallest man on the floor for the Tigers. Hits the cutter, Fark. Fark off balance down the lane. Running left-hander wide right, but he's knocked to the ground. And Fark's got two foul shots coming with Jackson Center up 5. Opportunity to stretch it to 7. Keep in mind, we've got the Rushi Raiders tomorrow night hosting Versailles. Free throw by Fark, a lot of rim, it dipped in, dipped out, no good. Second shot, Fark. He was belted in the act of shooting. He swishes that one. Biggest lead of the game for either team. Jackson Center ahead by six. 21-15. 3:47 to go, second quarter. Foul line extended left with the ball is Braylon Cordonier. Down inside to Bowman. Here comes weak side help. Stolen by Fark. Three on two. Fark in the middle to the rim. Knocked away by Bowman, who hustled down the floor. Rushi on the attack. Here's Hayden Quinter, right flank. Darts into the lane. Feeds it to Shappy. Shappy lost it. It rolls to midcourt. Gobbled up by Xavier Flippo of Rushi. Dave Borchers says, enough for that helter-skelter. Let's get a timeout. 3:21 to go in the second. Jackson Center 21, Rushi 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Drywall done right the Riemann way. Rodney Riemann at Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. Offering drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann Drywall hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with precision. Here's Rushi after the timeout. Long 30-footer by Zane Chappie. No good. Long rebound, though, right back to the Raiders, who've got it. Right flank. Flippo wants to go baseline. Can't do it. Big possession here for Rushi. Down six. Ball goes to Bowman. Short corner. Baseline right. Spins against Reese. Reese blocked it. Bowman got it back. Hits a three-point shooter. Chappie. No good. Wide right. Long rebound. Pinballed around. Gathered by Braden Monin. Ten-footer. No good. Stick back attempt. Bowman. And he is knocked down.
Oh, they're going to call that on Bowman. He grabbed him when he jumped. He was holding on to Camden Reese when he jumped.
Bowman was going to the floor, but yanking on a Tiger defender at the same time.
Yep.
Some Rushi fans not pleased with the call. Jackson Center will take it.
It was the correct call.
Leading by six, 21-15, 2:35 to go in the second. That's Riemann Drywall. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need expert drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Here's a long three-point shot, right corner, Jackson Center. Yes, sir, Xavier Esser. I think it was a triple. He's got eight in the game off the bench. And don't look now, Jackson Center's ahead by nine. What a second quarter for the Tigers. Xavier Esser giving the home team a big boost. Dribble drive in the lane. Braden Monin leans into a Tiger defender and very cleverly draws the two-shot foul. Well, make a note, nine-point lead Jackson Center, 24-15. Minute 56 to go, second quarter. A couple of free throws here for the Raiders. They need them. And it is in. Braden Monin Cash is in at the stripe, 24-16.
They don't have a field goal here in the second quarter. All free throws.
Partly due to Jackson Center's good defense, but some careless offensive ball handling.
Turn the ball over and they're not really taking great shots.
No, That's a good point. Second foul shot is in as well. 24-17 in favor of Jackson Center. Midcourt, Camden Reese. Reese against Flippo, 30 feet away. Bounces down the right side to Mullenauer. Handoff goes to teammate Kellen Reichert. Left corner, Camden Reese. He goes all the way below the backboard. Leaves it short. No good. Tough break. Good idea, but Camden Reese couldn't finish. Here's Rushi on the attack. Zane Chappie, high right. Picked up out there by Mullenauer. Ball fed into the lane to the driver. Hayden Quinter chucks one up on the go, and he's bothered, hindered, fouled. Shooting two is Quinter. Rushi coming off two made free throws to cut it to seven. A chance now with two more foul shots to whittle the deficit to five. A minute 21 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center leads at 24-17. Free throw around and out to the left. Winter missed it. Second free throw by him. 1-2 dribble, spins the ball in the palms of his hands. Missed it hard. Good box out of the free throw shooter by Esther, who cut in front and snared the rebound. Minute 14 to go, second quarter. Tigers lead by 7. Couple of misses in a row at the stripe. Barushi coming out to catch. 20 feet away, Esther. Left wing, Riker goes baseline. Stops 10 feet out, doesn't shoot. Hits the cutter, Molinauer. Splits a couple yellow jerseys. And he is nudged on the way to the basket, I think, in the act of shooting.
They're going to give him two shots. I think that's the correct call.
59.7 to go here in the second period. Jackson Center, 24. Rushi, 17. Tigers defense has snuffed out the Raiders in quarter number two. Free throw, Molinauer, front rim, backboard, and like a feather, it politely falls in. 25-17. Nice soft touch by Molinauer. Second free throw after three dribbles. That was all court. He ripped the nets on that one, and Jackson Center possesses the 9-point lead again. 26-17. 55 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Aiden Quinter's got it outside the arc on the left to Ross Fissinger. Weaves it to Flippo. Near right side, Braden Monin. Here's Shappy. Wants to go to work on Fark. Into the lane. Back to the basket, 10 feet out. Throws it to the corner, out of bounds. Rushi is a little, what's the word?
Out of sync.
Yes.
And they right now, their offense is hindered by the defense, but they're not playing, running their offense very well at all.
Out of sync.
They're shaken.
Out of sorts. Throwing passes behind players too far out in front. Jackson Center's defense has something to do with it, but Tarushi, with a poor second quarter, is down 9. Jackson Center, a chance to go up 11 or 12, playing for the last shot, second period. 16 seconds left. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break, a 2-minute radio station break when this period ends. 9-8-7. On the bounce, Kellen Riker, 30 feet away. Feeds Regula in the lane. Regula goes up strong. Blocked on the play by Quinter. Here's a long 45-footer by Rushi at the buzzer. Zane Shappy bombs away. High off the top of the backboard. No good. And the first half is closed out. Jackson Center Tigers with a splendid second quarter, offensively and defensively, lead Rushi by a count of 26-17. Tigers up 9 at halftime. Steve and Ted's and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and fine prices. We will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. 2-minute radio station break is next on Q. 26-17, Jackson Center over Rushi at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And we are being simulcasted by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks to our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Our halftime report being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Jackson Center and Rushi, 9-point game in favor of the Tigers, 26-17, Chuck.
Well, like I said, Rushi didn't make a field goal in the second quarter. They scored 6 points. Jackson Center, 10-6 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, 5-2 on the offensive boards. Raiders turned it over 6 times, Tigers 3, 6 of 9 from the free throw line for the Raiders. Jackson Center, 3 of 5. Individual scoring for Rushi. They were led by Braylon Cordonier with 9. He had 3 threes to start the game, picked up his second foul, had to sit the entire second quarter. Then they drop all the way down to Braden Monin, who has 4 free throws. Ben Bowman, who has 2 free throws. Xavier Flippo with a basket for 2. 11-6, 17 for the first half. Jackson Center was led by Nolan Fark with 10. They got 8 from Xavier Essert off the bench. 4 each from Regula and Mullenauer. They scored 10 and 16, and they lead it 26-17 at the half.
Hey, the difference in this game, Xavier Essert, a fine outing for him. It's a 9-point game. What's he got, 10?
He's got 8.
8.
Yeah, if Fark got 10, he's got 8.
Woo.
So, yeah, he came off the bench and hit two big threes, did a nice job, stayed out there a lot.
Yep, heck of a 1-2 punch. When you think of the 1-2 punch for Jackson Center, your first thought, well, it's Regula Mullenauer, and Mullenauer Regula, not tonight.
Nope.
That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. 26-17, Jackson Center over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back at the Habitat of the Cat, Jackson Center, where the Tigers lead the Rushi Raiders 26-17. We are just a moment away from the start of our second half. First time these two clubs played. Jackson Center 1-1. Rushi led by 3 at the half of that game. Jackson Center came back to win it. Rushi hopes to turn the tables here tonight and rally from a 9-point halftime deficit.
Well, speaking of 9-point deficits, I just got a score. New Bremen leads Versailles 28-19 at the half.
I knew they were meeting tonight. New Bremen is very, very dangerous. Here's a good opening to the third quarter. What a drive to the rim. Well done on the play by Jace Mullenauer. And he flexed his muscles, showed a quick burst, and slid right by two gold Rushi jerseys. Baseline left. Guess that one in off the window. And Jackson Center's up 11, 28-17. Now, New Bremen owns victories over both of these two teams here.
Well, they're a good basketball team.
Yep, they sure are. The Cardinals, very dangerous. Good three-point shooting. Enough size to give you trouble. Here's a lot of dribbling by Rushi. Too much dribbling. And it's fumbled by Shappy. Jackson Center's got it. Regula down the floor. Into the post to Camden Reese. Foul line to Mullenauer. Splits a couple Raider defenders. Stripped out of bounds by Rushi. Jackson Center will throw in up 11, 28-17. 6:52 to go, third quarter. Yeah, New Bremen beat Rushi by 1 in overtime. Beat Jackson Center here by 3. Ball thrown inbounds by the Tigers. Mullenauer, mid-range jumper, and he knocks it in. 15-footer Mullenauer took the inbounds pass. squared up and swished it. 30 to 17. Rushi's now gone how many minutes, Chuck? Better than 9.5 or 10 without a field goal.
Well, Cordonia hit those three threes in the first quarter. They had another two, and after that, they have not scored a basket.
Here's Xavier Flippo in the paint. Goes to work. Can't shoot. Flips it behind into Cordonia. Braylon lets one go. Deep three right in front of the Tigers cheerleaders. No good. It hit the flange. Kick way out to Regula. He darts down the lane. Flips it on top to Mullenauer. Mullenauer around a couple Rushi defenders and banked it in. Mullenauer going to work. Timeout, Rushi. Raiders getting whipped right now by 15. 32-17 Jackson Center. 6 to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home test for the coronavirus is also available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Well, Rushi in serious trouble, Chuck, down to 15, and the Raiders starve for a field goal.
Well, when you're down 15 and you only scored 17 for the game, it's going to be tough to come back.
And here is Rushi, a bad pass, far side of the floor. Player hits the deck for the Raiders to save it from going out of bounds. Ball thrown ahead of the key to the driver in the lane. It is Shappy. Punched away by Jackson Center. Picked back up 30 feet out by Xavier Flippo. And Rushi restarts the attack. With the ball left flank, it's Braden Monin. Monin tries to drive on the defender, Kellen Riker, who gets a fingertip on the shot. Ball bounces off a Raider. Goes out of bounds.
It hit him off. It went off his leg. The guy underneath the basket had the correct call.
Raiders do not get possession. The officials confer. Right choice made.
Yep. The guy under the basket had the correct call.
Yep.
I don't mind them conferring, though.
Jackson Center in the lead, 32-17. Rushi has now gone close to 12 minutes without a field goal.
They've gone zone now. They're 1-3-1. They're going to try to trap Jackson.
Here is Reichert down in the right corner to Mullenauer. Flips it cross-court to Fark. Jackson Center will chew clock here. Baseline right, Mullenauer back to the basket. Flips it to Reichert, 30 feet away. Deep right corner, it's Mullenauer. Line drive, triple, bullseye. He's got it. Mullenauer, what a game.
All 9 here in the third quarter for the Tigers.
Here is Rushi posting up in the lane. Xavier Flippo, soft one-hander is in, and that breaks the drought. My goodness.
Yeah, that was a long time.
It stretched 12 minutes plus without a field goal for Rushi. 35-19 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Mullenauer, right corner. Long skip pass, cross court to Fark. Fark gave it up, got it back. Elbow jumper, 16-footer, in and out, no good. Regula over the back on the rebound. Biggest lead for Jackson Center was 35-17. 15 seconds ago at the 440 mark of the third.
They a 1-3-1 is an effective trap, but you need length. And, yep. And I don't, except for Cordon here, who's got the long arms, I don't think they have the length to play this.
Rushi walks it up over the timeline. Here's Flippo at the point high left behind the arc, doesn't shoot. He gives it up, gets it back. Flippo puts it on the deck, leaves it behind him for a three-point shooter, Braden Monin. Here's a pass by Rushi, thrown cross court by Flippo. No one is there. That's the fourth or fifth pass by a Raider in this game that has missed its mark by plenty.
Now they're trying to throw the skip pass there. There is nobody home.
35-19, Jackson Center. Fark into the half court. 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. Reichert back to Fark. Fark wants to feed Reese at the high post against the zone. Reese goes to work. Ball dealt right corner to Mullenauer. Rotated around on top. Left corner drive, Regula below the rim. Feeds it on top to Reichert. Sets and shoots the three. And it's in! Rushi now down by 19, 38-19, 3:33 left in the third. Ball went through the basket. Perhaps a Tiger interfered with it on the floor.
Yeah, he said five, so Regular tapped the ball away after it went through. That's a warning. Second time is a T.
Yep, delay of game warning. Shot good by Reichert. Everybody scoring right on cue for the Tigers.
What a great job of sidestepping the defense and getting the shot off.
3:28 to go, third quarter, 38-19. Rushi behind. Score has been doubled. Rushi Raiders have now gone 15 minutes with one bucket. High left with the ball for Rushi. It's Aiden Quinter. Starts down the lane. Feed Chappie. There's a pass thrown toward midcourt. No one there. It's rolling into backcourt and out of bounds.
My goodness. Maybe Rushi and Versailles were looking ahead to each other tomorrow night.
Yeah, again, last score we heard, New Bremen led Versailles by 9.
At the half, 28-19.
My goodness. Yeah, New Bremen's dangerous. We've seen them play numerous times. They'll be in the Northwest region in boys D4, and they will be a handful. So will Marion Local.
Yeah.
So will St. Henry. Will Fort Recovery.
Yeah, they've all got really good basketball teams.
Here's Mullenauer. Foul line, Jay, 16-footer. Hits it. Oh, he high-pointed that shot.
Got 11 for the quarter, 15 for the game.
Mullenauer with a robust third period. Here's Rushi dribbling into the right corner. Jackson Center overplays, nearly steals. It's out of bounds to Rushi. The scoreboard reads 40-19, Jackson Center, and it's correct.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had all kinds of scenarios tonight. This was not one of them.
No, uh-uh. No, I predicted overtime, didn't know who would win.
Well, I thought it was an even game. I couldn't really say who was going to win this thing. Right now, I think it might be Jackson.
Another errant pass by Rushi, thrown to the post, through the arms of Quinter, and out of bounds.
One basket, four turnovers here in the third quarter alone.
2:25 to go in the third. Rushi, did not get a field goal in the second at all?
At all. They had six free throws.
Scored a bucket with a couple minutes to go in the first. Here's a drive down the lane. Camden Reese all the way to the rack. Left it short, no good.
Wow.
Stick back, rebound, Mullenauer. In! Foul, Rushi.
My goodness.
Mullenauer destroying the Raiders in the third quarter.
Haven't I? One heck of a quarter, isn't it?
42-19 in favor of Jackson Center. And I tell you what, Chuck, given the lopsidedness of this game, this might go a long way to help secure a second seed for Jackson Center at the boys' D4 Pickwick Sectional. Mullenauer completes the three-point play, sinking the foul shot, and it's 43-19 in favor of the Tigers. Offensively and defensively, Jackson Center has been stellar tonight. Fantastic performance. Here's Braylon Cordonier on the arc, dribbles into the right corner, tries to squeeze his way into the lane, lost the ball, got it back, fed Braden Monin down the pike, up and in by Monin. 43-21. Jackson Center, timeout. Rushi, 1:51 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, this is not the Raider team that we expected to see tonight.
Certainly not the team that we saw play Botkins right to the wire.
Right.
The team you saw take New Bremen to overtime and get shaded by just one. Rushi off its game, and Jackson Center is on.
Shooting lights out. I'll tell you, Mullenauer has 14 points here in the third quarter.
And polarizing performances from these two clubs tonight. Jackson Center playing extremely well. Rushi, not so much. 1:38 to go here in the third quarter. 43-21 in favor of Jackson Center. It was 43-19 with a minute 55 left in the third. Rushi guilty of over-guarding. Team fouls only two in this third quarter, one each way. Baseline left of the rim. Jackson Center will pitch it inbounds. It's Bryson Roberts. Finds an open teammate below the rim, Camden Reese, flexes muscle and lays it in off the window. And it's a 24-point bulge. Rushi down by two dozen. 45-21, a minute 16 left here in the third quarter play. Second time a Raider player has slipped in the far corner of the offensive court. Braylon Gradagna went down, lost the ball. Jackson Center takes it away. How many turnovers now for Rushi, Chuck?
Well, that's 11. And that is the second time that that Cordonier's fallen down in that same spot. And, yeah, they're going to get down here and take a look because, yeah, he slipped.
Tiger head coach Scott Elkert instructs one of his young student managers to get the towels out. Now there are two young student managers with towels, and they're doing a real thorough mop job in the corner of the floor. Rushi's offensive end had to be damp because a couple Raiders have slid to the hardwood.
Yeah, right in that same spot.
Yep. Minute two to go, third quarter, 45-21. Jackson Center clobbering Rushi here tonight. Who would have thought this would be a 24-point game very, very late in the third period?
How did this team score 22 points against Fort Loramie, period? That makes absolutely no sense.
Nope. Here is Jackson Center inbounding. It is caught momentarily by a Tiger, handled there by Fark, punched away by Rushi, rolls into backcourt. Tigers get it back. Here's Mullenauer up ahead to Fark, who looks at the clock, 36 seconds to go. I'm sure Jackson Center will take it down. Fark, foul line, penetrates, goes to Roberts, left corner, he'll gun it. It's around, around, and off. No good. Rebound Rushi. 26 to go here in the third.
Not the shot they wanted to see.
Quinter, baseline left. Braylon Gradagna glides through the lane, leaves it for Ross Fissinger, 14 to play in the third. Rushi attacking down 24, dribbling through the paint area, off balance of Slippo, ball loose to the deck, diving in late to try to get it is Hayden Quinter, and he fouls.
Yeah, he shoved off going for the ball.
And again, it was all caused by a turnover committed by the Raiders.
Yep.
8 seconds left here in the third quarter, 45-21 in favor of Jackson Center, which has led twice now by 24 points in this quarter. Rushi, no field goals in the second quarter. How many here in the third?
Two.
Two in the third.
So they've made six baskets for the game.
Six baskets for the game, two buckets in the last two quarters plus. Here is Jackson Center blistering down the floor, beating Rushi to the rim. Mullenauer gets another bucket in the third quarter. Wow. Terrific third quarter by Mullenauer of Jackson Center and the Tigers as he beat the final buzzer, racing down the floor 70 feet and laid it in. And it's Jackson Center 47, Rushi 21 after three on scores.broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Yeah. I'd like for you to know that Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yanks to see him at the new location in Greenville. Phone 330-524-3984. 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt power tools. Save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scorespodcast.com. Well, Rushi starts the fourth quarter with an air ball. It is not the Raiders' night. 30 seconds into the fourth, Jackson Center up 26-47-21. Again, Chuck, the only word I've used to describe high school basketball in the region this year, the only predictable thing is the unpredictability of it.
Yep, it's been a strange year for sure.
Uh-huh. Baseline right of the rim, Jackson Center inbounds, then feeds Reichert in the corner. Here is Camden Reese in the post. Left baseline Regula. Around one, two players missed the shot. Ball comes down off the top of Carson's head, and it goes out of bounds to Rushi.
Yeah, he went down pretty hard. He's got a little bit of a limp going.
47-21, Jackson Center up by 26 over Rushi with 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Raiders have got the ball 20 feet away, straight on. It's Quinter. Finds Bowman down low, passes off the mark. Bowman's got to save it wildly in the court of play. It's taken down the floor by Jackson Center. Mullenauer missed it. Stick back. What a follow. Was it Fark?
Camden Reese.
Camden Reese scored. Boy, he was a freight train trailing the play all the way down the court. Great hustle by Camden Reese. And that play right there, symbolic of Jackson Center's performance tonight. Extremely good hustle all evening long. And the lead has swollen to 28, 49-21. Flippo falls down in the lane for Rushi. Gets up. Hands it on the arc to Quinter. Foul line, Jay, off to the left. No good. Rebound, Jackson Center. 6:14 to play in the fourth. All Tigers here this evening.
Rushi led 11-10 at the end of the first quarter.
First meeting, Rushi lost to Jackson Center by a point, 48-47, on December 17th at Rushi. Open Tiger left corner. It is good. Pumped in by Regula from 21 feet.
Yep, he was right inside the arc.
Had a heel on the stripe, just giving two. Here's a dribble drive left of the lane. Rushi, Chaffee down in close, hands to Bowman. He's in there 3 seconds, maybe he walked. Take your pick. Turnover, Rushi.
Yeah, if you're Bowman, you got to get the ball up on the rim there. You got to get some kind of a shot off.
5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center 51, Rushi 21. I'm not misreading the scoreboard. That is accurate.
Yeah, that's just, did you think we were going to see a running clock tonight?
30-point contest. Outside the arc is Fark. It rhymes. Ball thrown to Mullenauer in the lane. Back to Fark on the arc. Now Regula hit the Tiger logo. Puts it on the deck to Nolan Fark. Right flank. He's red hot. He continues to torch the nets. Super game for Fark. A long three-point bomb. Countering quickly. Rushi lets one go. Good. Jordan Meyer. 6'2 senior forward. Pots one in from 22 feet. And it's 54-24. Jackson Center comes right back, scattered floor, whipping Rushi down the court. Camden Reese bears down hard, goes to the rack, lays it in for two. Timeout called. Jackson Center 56, Rushi 24. 4:51 to play in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We return to Jackson Center with the Tigers leading by 32 over Rushi midway through the fourth. Chuck, an update for Sales New Bremen.
He's looking up for me right now.
We are searching Twitter and everything. 32-point lead, Tigers. Rushi's got the ball right of the circle. It's being dribbled by Braden Munn and throws down inside to a teammate who goes up strong to the rim. Jackson Center foils the play, strikes it out of bounds. Rushi will inbound left to the basket. And the Raiders throw it on the arc, handled there by Quinter. Quinter thinks about shooting the three, doesn't.
New Bremen still has the lead. It's 47-44 late in the third quarter. That's a lot of points in the third quarter by the two teams.
Yep, and a lot of time to go. Jordan Meyer throws into the lane. Hand off to a teammate. Offensive foul. Rushi, which is coming up all thumbs tonight. Raiders can do nothing right. 56-24 in favor of Jackson Center by 32.
I'm going to assume that I think that's Sam York wearing 33 instead of 32.
Yep. 6-foot senior forward. Head coach Dave Borchers for Rushi has substituted pretty freely here in the last few minutes. And again, a damp spot down at the Raiders end of the floor, right smack dab in the middle of the paint. Camden Reese just put the towel to work.
They wiped up the floor and they wiped off his face, and some of the moms behind me went, ew.
Bryson Robertson backcourt for Jackson Center. Loops it out ahead to a teammate. It's Fark. He's rolling down the left side of the court. Darts into the lane. Leaves it behind him for the three-point shooter who doesn't let it fly. We see that Grant Elkert is checked in now. 6'1 junior for the Tigers. Fark near midcourt. Hand off to Camden Reese. 3:54 to go, fourth quarter. 56-24 Jackson Center. Roberts hangs on. He's 30 feet out. Four team fouls in Rushi. There's a ball lobbed high-low. Camden Reese down inside for Roberts, who might have shoved off getting to the pass.
Yep, he got himself open, but unfortunately the official was watching.
And don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 tip-off, 1 o'clock airtime. Good Division IV girls game. Fort Loramie versus highly touted Marion local. Redskins try to keep their undefeated season going, having nudged New Knoxville last Tuesday by 5. Here comes Rushi to midcourt. On the bounce, it's Aiden Quinter. Weaves it to Jordan Meyer. Ball fed back to Braylon Cordonier. Boy, he's had trouble staying upright.
I think he needs to change his spikes.
Something. He's sliding around on that far side of the court. Dashing through the lane goes Quinter. Spin move right in front. 7-footer. Oh, my goodness. It was in, way down in the cylinder. Might have hit the net and came out. That's the way it's gone tonight for Rushi. 3:12 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center up 32, 56-24. Here's Bryson Roberts at midcourt. Bounce pass to a teammate. And now the Tigers continue to milk the clock. 30 feet away, dribbling, Lucas Hartle, 5'10 sophomore. Errant pass, intercepted Rushi. Down the floor goes Aiden Quinter. Thought about dunking it, decided to lay it in, almost missed it, but did score.
Well, if he would have tried to dunk that, he would have missed it because he wasn't high enough.
56-26 in favor of Jackson Center. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Bryson Roberts, 30 feet away. Little pick and roll with a teammate, no pass, though. Ball fed top of the circle. It goes to Grant Elkert, now opposite to Roberts. Foul line, Ryan Saylor, 6'1 senior, is in. Here's a foul line, Jaba. Lucas Hartle in off the bench, and he bangs it home. Woo! Lucas Hartle comes in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center players, all of them, feeling it tonight. Hartle steps on the hardwood and drains a 17-footer.
He's a sophomore, and he didn't get quite as much time as he has in the games we've seen earlier. But he's a good basketball player, too.
Yep, nifty shooter. Here's a post-up move in the lane by Monin. No, it's Braylon Cordonier who ducks under and draws a two-shot foul for Rushi with a minute 50 to go, and the score 58-26 in favor of the Tigers.
Well, I'll tell you, he had the first three shots of the game for three deep corner. And if he makes this, this will be his first point since.
Foul shot, no good. He's been smothered, but Jackson Center's defense.
Yep. Oh, they all have.
Yep.
Just one of those nights where you hope that the bus driver's got a nice warm bus for you when you get back on there.
Second free throw, Braylon Cordonier high in the air, front rim, backboard, good. And it's 58-27 in favor of Jackson Center, which has played splendidly tonight. On a scale of 1 to 10, about a 12.5.
I would say.
Backcourt, Bryson Roberts for Jackson Center, a minute 45 to go in the game.
I may have to give three Clancy's to Jackson Center and nobody on Rushi, but I got to give it to somebody.
Here's Mullenauer. Here's Roberts, 30 feet away, minute 34 to go. Knifing through the lane. Roberts banked it up wide right. Rebound pinballed around. And Rushi saves it right in bounds to a Tiger. And guess what? It is room service for Bryson Roberts, who puts it in off the window.
Well, that's an assist. That's why you never save the ball blindly into your own basket.
Right, good point. Here's a long three, right corner, Fissinger, Rushi, hit the backboard, rim came off, no good. Loose ball rebound, Raiders gather it, throw it into the lane to Sam York. Now a runner is tried by the Raiders, and it's good. Nice job, Jordan Meyer, 10-footer.
You might get the player of the game. He's got five here in the fourth quarter.
60-29, Jackson Center with 51 seconds to go. It has been a very unpredictable year in high school basketball here in the region. Case in point tonight, 31-point contest. Long three, Jackson Center, short by Grant Elkert. Rebound loose, right corner. Who's got it? Still a scramble off a Tiger last. Rushi will bring it down. 32 seconds to go. They were a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who come to us from towns all around were Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinner is just $14.50. As Rushi gets a late field goal with 6 seconds
again.
Left, Meyer again to break the 30 mark. The Tigers will dribble it away. Meyer's in Botkins, proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day at Meyer's Tavern. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Meyer's. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout with Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. We've got a two-minute radio station break is next. 2 minute radio station break upcoming now. Jackson Center thumps Rushi 60-31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Jackson Center, where the Tigers have clobbered the Rushi Raiders by a final tally of 60-31. Jackson Center's now won four in a row, 11-6 overall, 7-4 in the Shelby County League. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders 11-6 overall, same record as Jackson Center. Rushi suffers its fourth loss in league play. Rushi now 6-4. With games remaining against Anna and Bodkins. We were remarking during the break, Chuck, that this is the same Jackson Center team that back on Friday, January 14th, 2 weeks ago, scored 21 in losing to Fort Loramie 45-21. Wow, Scott Elkert's club has turned it around. Brief ceremony here at the end of the game. Yep. Head coach Scott Elkert, two coaching stints here at Jackson Center spanning more than 20 years. This was win number 400 for him here tonight, and it was done in a resounding fashion.
He'll remember this one, and I'll tell you, I mean, they played well, they shot well, and he is as good a basketball coach as there is in the state of Ohio.
Yep. Our radio station sponsors tonight, by the way, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire, our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney sponsors. Chuck, the scoring and our Clancy's Awards.
Well, on the Rushi side, they were led by Braylon Cordonier. He had 10, 9 in the first quarter, 9 in the first probably 3 minutes of the game. Ended up with 10. On the other side, for Jackson, they 20 points for Jace Mullenauer. He had a 16-point third quarter. And then Nolan Fark was just pretty tough all night long. He had 13. So I'm going to go with Mullenauer and Fark on the Jackson Center side. And I'm going to go with Braylon Cordonier for the Raiders.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
What's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And so many thanks to Jerry Garrett, general manager at Knox, lives in Fort Loramie. We say hello to him. Also, Nick Meyer, sales engineer at Knox, also in Fort Loramie. Hello, guys. Thank you so much. Knox, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, as is Precision Strip, located in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, elsewhere in Ohio, and six other states. Thank you, Precision Strip. The employees there doing the exceptional. And Brunson Welding and Custom Street Legal Golf Carts in Anna. Thanks so much to Travis Brunson at Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. It's going to be that time of the year here pretty soon. We get this cold wave out of the way. Things will warm up, and we'll start thinking about zipping around in those golf carts.
I can't wait to go get in a golf cart again.
Oh, what a year it's been. Go figure it out. Rushi beats Fort Loramie twice. Fort Loramie beats Jackson Center twice. Jackson Center beats Rushi twice. On and on and on. Crazy year for sure. Thanks so much to our radio station sponsors and our radio station audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Thanks to our Scores Broadcast online audience. Thanks to Tracy, our board operator at the radio station. Gratitude to you. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Next broadcast tomorrow at 1, Fort Loramie and Marion Local Girls. Then again tomorrow night at 7, it is Versailles at Rushi Boys, a 7:30 tip airtime at 7. For Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Tigers have routed the Rushi Raiders badly, 60-31 on Scores Broadcast.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.